Hello and welcome to Nine Inch Charge. Welcome to another episode of the Old World Show. Welcome to a very special episode of the Old World Show where we will settle once and for all which race of elves is the best race of elves. Now, in the blue corner, representing the high elves, we have none other than Dan from the Two Piece Podcast, Mr. Jolly himself. Welcome.
Hello. I've noticed that Jeremy has a dark elf behind him on the wall, which is excellent. I'm clearly in the Space Marine camp.
Well, high elves are the ultramarines of the fantasy universe, aren't they? So you're still in the right camp there. In the purple corner, we have Jeremy, the Dark Lord Malkith himself.
Hi there, thanks for having me on.
Welcome, Jeremy.
Thanks.
And, of course, in the green corner, representing the Wood Elves is myself. So the format is going to be a little bit different to what we're used to. We're each going to have up to 5 minutes to state our case each. After that, we will descend into absolute madness and just argue amongst ourselves for 10 to 15 minutes. And at that point, a poll will then go live on the channel for you to be able to vote on which are your favorite elves in the community channel, in the community section of the channel. So, without further ado, Dan, would you like to start us off? I'm going to start the timer.
Okay.
Go.
High elves. Okay, so why are high elves the best? Well, clearly dwarves are actually the best, rather than elves. But if we were going to stick to the pointy ears, so ultimately, both dark elves and wood elves are just a bunch of splitters, really, aren't they? So, it's a little bit like the life of Brian and the Judean people's front of Judea, except the high elves are the origin, aren't they? So, you know, high elves doing it right, doing things properly. Dark elves weren't having any of that, wanted to get a bit of sadism going down, legalized prostitution, you know, and took off over the seas, did that in the cold zone. And wood elves, I just, what is going on there, man? Just like, yeah, let's enjoy the trees, hug the trees, live in the trees, keep ourselves to ourselves. Who are we helping? Nobody. At least the dark elves are bringing pleasure to the world here and there, you know. But I'm just going to attack the other two factions, obviously, rather than praise my own. I think, in all seriousness, like, Anarion, that is such a cool story. And the idea of, like, this warrior who's the pinnacle, but ultimately is broken and goes down the wrong path. And the Marathi thing is just fucked up. Let's be honest, Jeremy. Like, that is not good, is it, on any level? You know, that wouldn't even
family.
Make it...
It's just a close family.
That's true. You know, there wouldn't be even... There wouldn't even be, like, a category for that on Pornhub, man. You know? It just wouldn't be allowed. It's that's how bad that is. So, you know, I think that speaks for itself. But I love Swordsmasters. I think their ace, you know, down to the point where Alfarion's, like, blind and is still one of the best swordsmen in the world. I think it's the martial discipline as well. So they are ace and they know it. And they stick to the rules quite well. They also basically kept the old world going. Dan told me this. I knew this, but Dan pointed it out. So, the vortex created by Kalador, which was sucking away all the energy. Then again, see, they did keep the old world going. But ultimately, if they had just let it go a bit sooner, we might have had, you know, the Mortal Realms a bit sooner. And I love the Mortal Realms. So maybe I blame them a bit for that. I haven't done a great deal of research. It's just my heart speaking. What else is great about the High Elves? So from a background perspective, I think they're ace because they played such a key role in so many elements. So they're obviously a key to the Slann and the Old Ones' plans. They had a massive influence on the Empire in the War of Magnus the Pious and going over there and teaching magic. That was really ace. Obviously siphoning stuff, and they're typical cool fantasy. They got mad ass helmets as well, haven't they? I remember seeing them when I first got into fantasy, thinking, why in fantasy do dudes have pointy heads? That's just weird. So they're cool for that reason. And then in the game, I like the fact that they're very elite, and you don't have to paint loads of them, but uniform, they look really nice as a uniform force. And actually, to be fair, Dark Elves also look nice as a uniform force. Wood Elves, it's just 40k, but in Warhammer Fantasy, isn't it? All that bitching about, oh, my book was rubbish, my book, oh, but I could just move through words, you can't hit me, I'll run at you from behind. Yeah, it's ridiculous. This was it's like a cheater's army, isn't it, really? Let's be honest. Reckon, Dan?
No comment. No comment.
You know, and you've got a great mix, haven't you? Oh, dear me, I'm going to end up liking the Dark Elves more, I think. That's not good. That's not how this was supposed to go. But the Dark Elves have got... The Dark Elves have also got, like, all the cool monsters. You've got a really good mix, haven't you? You've got your archers, you've got your artillery, you've got your mages, you've got your big monster dudes, like, Dragon Riders. How have I not mentioned that yet?
All right, you've got 15 seconds, Dan, to say Dragon Riders as many times as you can.
I've just done this Boris style, really, haven't I? I've just leant back, spouted a load of crap, and I'm hoping people will vote for me. I'll buy everyone a lollipop who votes for High Elves if they tell me where they live. And I'll wait.
All right, that's your time. Well, thank you very much for that, Dan. So if you want
how
to vote for
that,
High
Elves, you're going to have to edit out.
Well, it's only 5 minutes, so that can just go.
Dan's argument is just a placeholder sign.
All right, Jeremy, do you want to have your 5 minutes on the Dark Elves starting now?
Okay, cool. So, the Dark Elves. What other army could Games Workshop produce that manages to combine pirates, ninjas, dinosaurs, bikini-clad goths into coherent force? If nothing else, artistically, that's kind of an achievement, but it works, and it's got everything that's cool in the world and wonderful in the world. Why do you not like it? Like, purely from the sculpting range, the 6th edition range and 7th edition range, cracking models, like, really nice, like, some of the finest metal miniatures that Games Workshop ever produced. From a, like, a background point of view, you have got an army that is, like, got, well, Dan was saying, like, it's got the martial discipline of High Elves, but evil, and we always know that evil is far more fun than being good at two shoes. So you've got evil and stylish going on. You have got an army that manages basically to do Star Wars in a fantasy world. You have the Witch King, who is definitely not in any way Darth Vader, and then you have Marathi, who's definitely not what happens if you gender swap the Emperor and make him sexy. So there's a lot going on there. Like you said, Dan, that's a relationship, which is about something a little bit too weird, but never mind. As for the game, you can do kind of more or less anything you want with Dark Elves. You can play them aggressive, you can play them as a defensive gun line, you can do the magic heavy, you can do the cavalry heavy. And let's just give a shout out for the players. The only players, as far as I'm aware, that managed to actually play test a brand new army book and then bully Games Workshop into actually revising the special rule book because the original version was so crap. What else can I say? For like a background point of view, they have got the best navy in the Warhammer Fantasy world, second to none. I mean, some people got ships and we've got a floating castle. Like, how cool is that? And what could top that?
Cheats.
And also, they've gone, you know what? Dark magic might be really powerful and really dangerous, but it's also really powerful. So we're going to go for that. So... okay, we might end up, I don't know, getting sucked into a vortex or exploding, but hey, it works. They also, you know, they're also very active, they're very entrepreneurial, they've got a booming economy going in the land of the chill. They're actively campaigning, they're not just on a permanent picnic in the wood all the time.
Oh, I felt that one.
They actively acquire treasures and powers from out the world. And like to, you know, go and engage other cultures and kill them.
Engage other cultures.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. How much time have I got left?
You've got 2 minutes if you need it, but if you don't, that's fine.
You've just referred to slavery as engaging other cultures. It's glorious.
No. I actually meant more the actual going and killing them and stealing their loot, which isn't any better, really, is it? But I am doing this very much with the tongue embedded in the cheek. Just before my career goes tits up. But I guess, and then maybe the final quote from the Dark Elf Army book was like, "We are by far the most civilized race. We have more exquisite ways to kill than any other." There we go. Strong ending.
Very good, Jeremy. You don't need the extra 1 minute and 25 seconds that you have because Dan donated part of his time for your cause.
Thank you.
All right, and I shall go last representing the Wood Elves. So I will start my timer. Okay, so the Wood Elves are the best elves, and it's quite easy and plain to see that. I do not think that I'm going to need all of my 5 minutes to convey this to you because it is just so incredibly obvious. The other two races of elves obviously just got way too corrupted and went absolutely bonkers mental, which is why the Wood Elves, instead of actually being the splitters down, are the true elves and said, look, I'm staying out of this and I'm staying true to what elves are all about. The Dark Elves became vicious, sneaky and hateful and go and cry to mummy when everything goes wrong. And not only cry to mummy. The High Elves, arrogant, prideful, got no dragons left, so cosplay up their horses to look like dragons instead. And I would argue that even the High Elf gods know that these other races of elves are inferior. And this is why the Wood Elves, as their leader, have a physical incarnate of Isha, a physical incarnate of Kernos, and Lilith is the Lady of the Lake in disguise, using the Bretonians as meat shields to defend the Wood Elves. The Elven gods are actively acting in the world as if the Wood Elves are the real elves. And what's cool about the Wood Elves is that not only do they have all the stuff like the elite units that we were talking about, they've got Way Watchers and Wildwood Rangers and Eternal Guard and all these kinds of units that are parallel to the units that the High Elves and Dark Elves have. They got flipping walking trees that come and batter you, and they still have dragons that have got forest dragons and all this sort of stuff. So they add something kind of new on top of having all of the original tropes. And just to answer the question of, are they having a picnic in the woods or are they not really doing anything and not reaching out in the world? Don't forget that they have the world roots. So actually, to reach out and act in the world, they don't have to go anywhere because they can teleport to any place where there's a forest on the planet straight away. And there is an age, if you look through the calendar, the history of the old world, there's an age called the Age of Beasts. And this is when beastmen just run amok across the whole world. And actually, the faction that does the most to make sure that that era doesn't come back and beastmen don't run over the world anymore are the Wood Elves. So I'm not going to have it that they're not active out in the world. And in the end times, they had a coherent plan to save the world through Araloth, who, as it turns out, was the incarnate of Anarion and chosen of Lilith, of course, because, as we said, the gods favor them. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but neither did anybody else's plan, and obviously the Dark Elves just wanted to watch the world burn, really. Oh, the other thing, actually, this is the last thing. We were talking about the big threats to the world. We were talking about chaos and beastmen in the end times and things like this. Well, let me tell you about something else that is a big threat to the old world, and this is the industrialization of the Empire and global warming. And who is going to put an end to that? Only the Wood Elves. There we are, a minute and a half remaining.
Even then, you managed to get the ecological thing in. Well done.
I think, like, really, though, the thing about the Elven gods is, like, if I was all grown up and my parents had to keep rocking up and holding my hand so I actually did anything useful, I'd be pretty disappointed in myself. So I think you should reflect on that, really.
I would say, oh, but what have the High Elves done that's useful in the world? But I know, as we said, holding back the magical vortex in the middle of Ulthuan and teaching the humans how to use magic, although maybe not the best idea because they're flipping mental with it.
Yeah, but they were probably more mental with it before they knew what to do. Just they're having a pint and then just immolate. Oh dear, that's not gone well. So we're into debate mode now, are we?
Yeah, we're into 15 minutes of madness, just pulling apart people's arguments. Dan, I do not have to pull apart your argument because it consisted of have a lollipop. Dwarves are really the best elves. And you don't have an elf behind you. Mind you, neither do I, but Jeremy does.
In defense, though, I mean, high elves must be pretty good because they're what got you properly into, like, the fantasy hobby and, like, you know, you created this army, you know, with a really difficult paint scheme and, you know, got this army and Captain Bran with it, and it is now your definitive Warhammer army. So that's sticking power there. So they must have had an impression, a good impact on you.
Well, yes, but then you two both outdo that because you've had dark elves for longer than I've had high elves, and you've had wood elves since time began. So, you know, I think you've both just done those two armies, haven't you?
Actually. Yeah, but I've never finished mine.
Yeah. I've done them and shelved them and done them and shelved them. I don't know what iteration of Wood Elves I am on now. I think at least three for Warhammer Fantasy. And then I've got two for, or one for Age of Sigmar. But anyway, I
like the uniform nature of High Elves, to be honest. That's what I really liked, was that uniform look. And they are very martial, and I think the blue and the white and the gold is such a lovely color palette, and it really stands out on the battlefield as well, which is nice. And like, they do have a good mix of units, and also in sort of by 8th edition fantasy, you had to remortgage your house just to build a core unit in many armies, didn't you? And yet for high elves, you didn't need as many models because they are an elite force, which helped. And it also helped when you didn't really like painting that much. I've never been massively into painting. Although I look at them now and I think, oh Lord, if I went back now and was like how I paint now, I would paint them so much faster. You know, and probably they would look a bit better. So that's a really good from collecting point of view. They're a bit more reasonable. To be honest, Dark Secret, I did buy the Dark Elf Army book and the magic cards to build a list, but then the old world died before I ever bought a model for it. So I do like them. I like, you know, the Wood Elves are cool. I don't know. They're your thing, aren't they?
The thing about the Dark Elves that I want to bring up is as much as we go on about how unique and original they are, and they have dinosaurs and pirates and things like that, they don't want to have dinosaurs and pirates because what they want to be is high elves. That is all they're aiming towards, is to go back and have Malekith anointed as the true Phoenix King.
Well, I think they do think that the high elves, I think they just think the others have got too soft.
Maybe they were right, though, weren't they? In the end,
yeah, they were right.
He was the true Phoenix King.
Yeah, to their credit, they were, and actually they sidelined the Wood Elves in the end because they didn't. He married Alaria, didn't he? And she became the queen, and they just let Ariel die. And Orion. They were just like, no, we don't need them. And then the Wood Elves had to follow along this High Elf and Dark Elf coalition whilst they were just kind of watching from the sidelines while they sent Araloth off into this portal where the Chaos just burned him alive.
Yeah, there were some things in the end times that weren't as good as others.
But I enjoyed it. I mean, this might not get me any votes, especially if anybody's watching, you know, plays Bretonians, but I did really enjoy finding out that Lilith was the Lady of the Lake, and she'd just been working all along for the elves and not really the Bretonians, and just kind of using them.
I like that. I think that's cool. I think that's lovely.
I think that the Dark Elves clearly pretty epic, actually. I'm just going to put that out there. They are so sneaky that they started the entire War of the Beard, didn't they?
Yeah.
By using like one of their, some of them dressed up as High Elves on a bit of a cosplay session, as you've already made reference to, killed some dwarves, and then the dwarves sort of marched over. I mean, what the fuck are the High Elves playing at? The dwarves go over there and they're like, oh, we're a bit annoyed at you. And so they take them and use their beards to make a cloak. I mean, that was not going to go well in any negotiation. And of course, then the Phoenix King ultimately got his head cut off and they nicked the crown. What a load of suckers.
It's funny that you say...
Your point about the fleet, though, Jeremy, using mountains that float around, that is just not right, is it, to be fair? I think that's cheating.
Yeah, that because High Elves have never moved mountains, have they? Crush an entire civilization underneath one with a bit of a cheeky magic. I remember that spell, actually. That you used to be able to do that, didn't you? In game. Yeah. I was thinking, I know you were speaking up for the Dark Elves there. I was thinking when I was writing some ideas down for my argument, I was just like, what on earth can be said against the High Elves that literally hold back the winds of magic and sustain the whole world and are the force that go around and hold back chaos and teach the humans and do all this kind of stuff? There isn't really, except for, well, the Lizard Men only really look after Lustria. They don't really, from my opinion, they don't really go out too far. In terms of global outreach and helping out the world, they're kind of like whatever the team in Captain America are called, where they go out and save everybody's town. Not Captain America.
The Avengers?
No, not... What is the puppets one?
Oh, Team America.
Yeah, they're like Team America. We've saved your town. They just go out everywhere sort of helping out. And to be fair to them, they do. So yeah, I was thinking that would be difficult. And then I was like, oh, well, it's all right because I can be better than the Dark Elves. And then I remember the time that Morathi seduced Ilaria and then she had to lock herself away for like 3 centuries while the Wood Elves just did nothing. But, you know, I still love them because they're green.
What I do like about the Wood Elves, I'm studying up for the wrong side now, but I do like the fact that they're neither good nor bad. They are like, they are nature, and they all represent nature, and so they are fickle like nature, and nature doesn't have an opinion, really, or an agenda. It just is what it is. And I like that sort of, like, if whimsical is the right word, but the way you don't really know where you stand with them.
And I always thought of them as being, like, chaotic good is how I always thought of them.
Yeah, that's quite good. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yeah. And I like...
Nice mix of units as well, like, between having the tree people and the elves really breaks it up as a painting project and allows you to do different things. And it's great because you can collect some quite, you know, 4 very unique armies within the same army if you want to do like the seasons.
And the Celtic aesthetic's really cool as well, like especially for like the war dances and stuff like that. So
this is why it's easier just to say dwarves are best. Because ultimately what we've decided is that we love all 3 elven forces.
Okay, so what we have decided is that it's not for us to decide. It's for you, the viewers, to decide. Because we can't. So
into those hands, that line.
Yeah, that's it. It's too big a question for us. We can't deal with it. We've said our bit about our own races that we collect. We've said our bit about the other races. And instead of tearing them down, we've just said how much we love them. So it's not the best debate in the world. But go ahead, check out the community section and have a vote. Make sure you leave a comment. I want the comment section to be, normally I discourage arguments and things like that, but I would love it to just be like long threads of people like having a go. I'd love to read that. So make sure that you're commenting and making your case and making your case known. I'll be sure to read everyone. I love reading the comments. And if you want us to debate any other kind of races, let us know. We can do human factions and things like that. You know, we're quite happy to have our say and then leave the decision up to you because we can't decide because it's too difficult.
We should do different types of undead or something like that as well.
But you know who would win that straight away, and it's a faction that's not even in the game. It's the Vampire Coasts. They've just got to win that.
Oh yeah, I'd stand up for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we could get Clint on, and he could just talk about Manfred for about 3 hours.
Yeah, he'd love that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for watching. Be sure to cast your vote. Make sure you collect your lollipops, and we will catch you next time. Thank you very much for watching. Please be sure to leave a comment and let me know what you think. I do read every single comment. If you've enjoyed this video, please be sure to give it a like. And if you'd like to see more content like this in the future, please consider subscribing to the channel. And if you'd like to take the conversation even further, you can join the 9 Inch Charge Hobby Hangout group on Facebook. This is a place for us to come together as a community and encourage each other and chat about our hobby. And feel free to share your models, thoughts, ideas, or ask any questions that you may have. There's a link in the description below. And if you'd like to support the channel, you can find a link in the description to our Patreon page, or you could become a YouTube member. And you can also support the channel by using the affiliate link we have to Element Games. They have a really extensive hobby range. I'm sure you can find anything that you're looking for on there. And they also sell it at a discount to Games Workshop. And if you use the affiliate link, we get a small amount of commission back that we can use to put back into the channel. As ever, this has been 9 Inch Charge. Thank you very much for watching, and I will catch you next time.